Veda Pawa Kobra Gon From Heaven Come Down Veda Pawa Kobra Gon Come Down Oh Healing Veda Healing of the Lord Come Down Oh Yeah Veda Healing of the Lord Come down from above, let the healing of the Lord from heaven come down. Let the healing of the Lord come down. Presence, let your presence go along. Come, oh yes, come down. Let your presence, oh my God, come down. Oh yes, come. Let your
presence of the Lord from heaven come down. Let the presence, oh my God, come.
Lift up your voice and say, Father, let your glory come down. Let your power come down upon me, upon my home, upon your church, even right now. Let it come. Let it come from heaven. Let it come from heaven. Let it come from heaven. Are you desiring healing? As that the healing of the mighty God will flow. Are you desiring mercy? As that the mercy of God will come down right now. Are you desiring every lifting up, as that the lifting of the Lord will come down right now? Are you designing every point, as that the glory of the God will descend upon you, as that the power of the God will descend upon you right now, in the mighty name of Jesus? Father, Lord, send down, send down, send down, send down, O God, send down, O God, send down, O God, send down from your heaven, send down your power, send down your glory, send down your healing, send down your anointing, send down your presence, O Lord, come down, Lord. Father, we bless your name, we worship you, we magnify you, we give you praise, we give you honor. Thank you, awesome God, in Jesus mighty name we have prayed. Mighty, glorious, wonderful Father. The one who has no equal. The one who has no rival. The one who is God alone and God by himself. Father, we welcome you into our presence. I know, Father, you have something for everybody here this morning. Father, I'm asking you that that which you have release upon us in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, because you know us more than we know ourselves, even those things that we do not desire, those things that we do not deserve, Father, release unto us in the mighty name of Jesus. Because, Lord, our life must glorify you. Therefore, Father, King of glory, that which we make our life to glorify you, complete it now in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, let your word come this morning, Lord. Let it do the impossible in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Praise the Lord. Let's be seated, brethren. The Lord bless you mightily and gloriously in the name of Jesus. It is well with you in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray. This is the 13th day of January 2019. I pray concerning you that wherever position you are right now shall be the least position you ever experience in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Because there is always a room upstairs. There is always a room above. Therefore, that room that the Lord has prepared for you, you will begin to step into it right now in the name of Jesus. Because you have come to his presence this morning, I pray that God will speak to your situation in the name of Jesus. Everything that has withstood you from now, from the past years, from the past days, the past months, they will give way this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we bless your name. Glory be to your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. I want you to turn to your neighbor and ask, are you prepared for the coming glory? I know, but probably some cannot say yes or no. God bless you. We will just be speaking as the Holy Spirit will lead us this morning on preparing for your glory. Preparing for your glory. We'll be taking our Bible passage from Acts chapter 11. Acts chapter 11. I'm going to read quickly from verses 11 to 16. And God, Acts 19, verses 11 to 16. Thank you. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or apron, and diseases departed from them, and the evil spirit went out of them. Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirit the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preached. And there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew and chief of the priest, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are ye? And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. Ask your neighbor again, who are you? Who are you? What is your neighbor's answer? Praise the Lord. Brethren, it is true, and whether the devil likes it or not, it doesn't matter what the devil does. It doesn't matter what anybody does. And whether anybody likes it or not, it is true that God has spoken and has promised you his glory this year. That is certain. It is already spoken, and there is nothing anybody can do about it. Because I know God said, it doesn't matter from through his servant. Once the word has come forth, it's not going back. So whether anybody likes it, whether the devil likes it or not, whether the kingdom of darkness likes it or not, there is glory for you this year in the mighty name of Jesus. It was also spoken that it shall be well with you. This amen is standing on one leg. It has been spoken also that you will not labor in vain this year. And that every of your sacrifices, you will reap your harvest. It was spoken also that God will hide you in a secret place this year. It means that nothing will touch you and your household in the name of Jesus. What that one means that is that this year there will be divine manifestation of God's presence in your life. The glory of God does not come without his presence. And when his presence is there, his power will be there. Where his power is, there is safety. There is protection. And what that word also means is that you will be walking with God. Because when God carries you in his glory, remember what happened to Moses. He told Moses, I will hide you. I will hide you at the cliff of the rock so that you can see my glory. He would have left Moses at the foot of the mountain. But he took Moses up. He brought him hither. I pray concerning you. Everything that the Lord has promised you this year, you will not miss it in the mighty name of Jesus. And by the way, there is somebody who has been seeing the glory of God. You have been perceiving it. You have been looking at it. You have been seeing it. You have been pursuing it. But every time you go closer, it keeps moving farther away. As you go closer, it moves farther away. So you see yourself again beginning the journey. You are getting closer. It moves farther away. But this year, you will not just have it. You will obtain it. You will live in it. You will swim it in the mighty name of Jesus. Brethren, the power of God, as the Bible tells us, Psalm 62 verse 11, he said, God has spoken once. I have heard twice that all power belongs to God. God owns the original power. Whatever power that you will need this year to operate in the glory of God, God owns it. And because you are his children, and that's why I said, the neighbors will ask you, who are you? Because you say you are the children of God, God has bestowed that original power unto you. But brethren, we are talking about preparation for the glory this year. This year, there's going to be glory stealer. This year, there will be glory destroyer. This year, there will be those who will be locking glory. This year, there will be glory waster. This year, there will be glory spoiler. Are you prepared for all this year? Ephesians 6, verse 12. Ephesians 6, verse 12. The passage we know very well. He said, but what? We wrestle not against what? Flesh and blood. But against? Oh, they are mentioned in categories. Powers, principalities, rulers of darkness of this world. Spiritual wickedness. In the high places. They don't even want to mention the low places. In the highest places. Brethren, these are going to be the glory stealers. The glory destroyers. These are the ones going to stand against glory this year. They are fake powers. They are forces. But they are not original. That is the good news for us. I know they are there to destroy destiny, to take away glory, to steal testimonies. But yet, they are fake. But yet, they are real. And yet, they are effective. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What did we do this year, brethren? Anyone who is not operating in the power of the Most High God. Anyone who is not operating in the power of the Most High God is powerless. You are not operating in the power of God, you are powerless. And when once you are powerless, what it tells me is that you are wretched. You become miserable. You become empty. You may be frustrated. You may be incapacitated. For as long as you become powerless, you become wretched, empty, poor, incapacitated, miserable, disgruntled, frustrated. What these powers will do, because they know what the glory of God is going to bring, is that they begin to store glory. Brethren, it is true. There are some people's bank account that are in the power's storehouse. That is why when money goes in there, you don't know what it is used for. There are some businesses that are stored in the powers and forces storehouse. There are wealth that are locked up in forces of darkness storehouse. Possession that are divided. Dominion. Destinies that are diverted. In Exodus chapter 1, verses 13 to 14. After the death of Joseph, the Bible recorded that one Pharaoh came, ascended the throne, and knew not Joseph. The children of Israel were flourishing. Before that time, in fact, they became the envy of the Egyptian. And he came and said, no. This is the kind of power we are talking about. From now on, he made them to be slaves. Set taskmaster over them. And all the wealth of the children of Israel were diverted to the Egyptians. That was why when they were leaving Egypt, God did not want them to leave empty-handed. Because the glory of God came down at 12 midnight. And he said, go into the house of all the Egyptians. Go and retrieve all your wealth that have been stored. Every of your wealth that has been stored in the storehouse of the kingdom of darkness, they shall be released unto you today in the name of Jesus. Yeah. There was a story of a brother, hard working, good job, good appointment that everybody in his organization were envying him. And yet, people didn't know. This brother could not show for any good money until when power came, when the power of God came to him, and he had a revelation and saw a man holding a bag. Everything that he has been laboring for was in that bag. Everything. I believe if you were the one, you will retrieve it. I command a retriever of everything stolen from you in the mighty name of Jesus. An account was given of a brother. Got a new job. Good job. and got to the office. And there was a cleaner, one woman, a cleaner in the office who was controlling the affairs of that office. Just a cleaner in that office. Whatever she says in that office, that's final. And of course, he saw the glory on that brother and told him first day, you know, as he was cleaning his office, say, you have come here. I will make sure that I will end you this place. Yeah. So the brother said, you don't know who you are talking to. I will be the one who will see your end. Everyone who says they will see your end, you will see their end in the name of Jesus. And the brother went. He went to the throne of power and prayed. Meanwhile, anybody who came to the office, the cleaner will go. And of course, they will bow. Then you have become a servant and a slave to her. From the boss to everybody. Whoever she wants to be promoted is promoted. Whoever she wants to be demoted is demoted. And the brother went to the throne of power. And the cleaner had a dream and saw two coffins. And an angel told her, you can see two coffins on the ground. You have died twice. Except you go and beg that brother. And she came and prostrated to the brother. I don't know that you are not what I thought you are. Power past power. Anyway, she resigned from there because she has to relocate to another place where she can, yes, operate. Whoever is saying that you will not enjoy what God has given to you, they must relocate in the mighty name of Jesus. I have told you, maybe here, an account of myself. There was a time that in my career, every year, I would be transferred. Sometimes from Badagry to Maiduguri. And I had to go by road. You can imagine putting everything that you have inside a vehicle and traveling that kind of distance. Those of us who are from that side of the world. By the time I would get to the station, it's a begin again. Every little annie, I have to invest it again, get new furniture, get to, and it was year after year after year after year. And it didn't even occur to me that I was suffering. Ah, wherever you are suffering and you do not even realize it, God will deliver you in the mighty name of Jesus. And it got to a day that God decided that he must arise on my behalf. And I went boldly to the person who was in charge of all this transfer. Sir, what is it that I have done? Oh, you have not done anything. You know, the commanders, they are the one. They like you and they are requesting for you. Eh? Requesting for you. They like you. So I must not begin to suffer because somebody else likes me. Those who want to use you as slave, I command them to hands off from you in the mighty name of Jesus. And I say, no, sir, this cannot happen. He said, no, don't worry. But God intervened. Just the following posting, I was sitting down. God is great. And my boss called me. we have, I need to discuss your transfer with you. I say, eh? Me, sir? Do you mean somebody else? He said, no, you. Are you serious, sir? He said, yes. Okay, thank you, sir. Where do you want to go out of this place, that place? I say, God. Everyone who is holding you down, they must liberate you themselves in the mighty name of Jesus. That was not enough. I became a brigadier general in the Nigerian army. And they went and hid me somewhere in Bauchi. An appointment that was virtually of no relevance. Meanwhile, the little entitlement that I was supposed to get, my boss will collect it and add it to his own. And you know the military, what do? It's not here where you people have a right, human right. Which human right? that right we send you out of the army. And God, just as I know God is going to visit somebody today in the name of Jesus. In the church, Omega, Alpha and Omega, the dim parish in Bauchi, I was made an unordained minister. And of course, my prayer life changed. Oh yes, everything has to change. And power began to come. But in that process, I lost a promotion. A promotion that I deserved. A promotion that, I mean, with all things being equal, somebody just came up and said, no, I want this one to be promoted in his place. But when God had to arise, the chief of army staff called my same boss. I need this person. Release him in the next 2 weeks. I was posted to an appointment in Abuja, an appointment that was higher than my rank, an appointment where I had divine connection, an appointment where I could travel outside. A lot of countries that I visited was during that appointment. And while I was there, my promotion was restored. All what I lost was restored. Everything that has been stolen from you, I decree again, there shall be a restoration in the name of Jesus. Brethren, what must you have this year for this glory to stand? The power of God. Moses was an ordinary herdsman. But when you look at Exodus chapter 3 verse 10, the moment he encountered the power of God, the moment he encountered the presence and glory of God, even his rod became power. Whatever you think you are having and is of no consequence, the Lord will turn it to power in your hand in the name of Jesus. Brethren, David. David was also a herdsman. You know what we call herdsman in Nigeria? Those who are busy killing people around. Yeah, that's herdsman. That's what David was. It is when you want to give them a better name, say shepherd. Okay? Can't compare them to Christ. They are herdsmen. Because they can't be herdsmen. All these cattle and herds. That's what they are, herdsmen. That's what David was. Every morning, he will wake up in the wilderness. Back in the evening. The brothers will dress up fine. And they go to town. I am sure in that town, probably they knew only those brothers. Nobody knew David. But when the day came, the day of anointing, and the Lord will anoint somebody here today in the mighty name of Jesus. power came upon David. The power that removed the Spirit of God from King Saul and put it upon him. Those who have stolen that glory from you, those who have kept that glory in the storehouse, I command them to release immediately in the mighty name of Jesus. You need to build capacity. When the day of Pentecost came, and power came upon the disciples, the Bible recorded that in Acts chapter 2, verse 42, Acts chapter 2, verse 42, it said, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in the breaking of bread and in prayers. If you receive the power of God, if the glory comes, you must be steadfast in it. You must continue to build up your capacity. Otherwise, the glory will come and you will just be operating in the crumbs of it. You must begin to build capacity in that glory that God is going to bring this year. You must build the capacity to such a level that when you begin to manifest, the whole world will begin to say, yes, we know something has changed. And I pray that the Lord God Almighty will grant you that grace in the name of Jesus. Brethren, you must come out of where you are. Wherever the forces of darkness has kept you now, you must get out. When they sent for David, if David had remained there and said, don't mind this, my people. I don't know. Maybe they want to give me another assignment. Samuel would have gone back to God. Or you think Samuel will be looking for him? God said, go to the house of who? Of Jesse. He didn't say, go to the wilderness to go and look for him. Go to the house of Jesse. If David decided to remain there and did not get out, or if Joseph was annoyed with himself and said, Pharaoh, this is the time that butler is just reminding Pharaoh about me. Can you imagine? What is it? I'm enjoying myself here. I hope you know there are those inmates who are enjoying themselves in the prison. Okay? Those are the ones, once they come out, even if there is nothing to do, they will go and commit one crime so that they can go back. You must get out. And wherever the forces of darkness has kept you, you are getting out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Manifestation of the glory. Brethren, God is not going to give us this glory for us to just keep it. We must manifest it. Whenever the glory begins to come this year, because I know it will come, we must begin to manifest in that glory. Some of us, you begin to see that there are things that are happening in your life. There are some changes that you can see visibly. There are evidence in your life. Please, you must begin to manifest in that glory. Praise the Lord. The final thing is, who are you? You must know who you are. Who are you? Brethren, we cannot deceive God. And we cannot deceive the kingdom of darkness. That is the truth. The devil knows who we are. Jesus knows who we are. The text we read, Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. But who are you? Where are you from? You. And his man, they say, you? You? These ones are talking and you are talking. It's not that the Spirit does not know that these ones are powerless. Of course, he knows. What he wants to tell him to say, who are you? Eh? When these ones are manifest, you too want to manifest? Where are you? Who are you? Can you ask yourself that question? Who are you really? Who are you? God knows who you are. The kingdom of darkness knows who you are. We may not know who you are. You know why? Because Esau was parading himself about like the first child, the eldest son. The eldest son of Isaac. But that has already been stripped from him. To Isaac, Esau was still his eldest son. And he was still saying, let me call my eldest son. He was no more the eldest son. He has sold his birthright. In fact, the eldest son was the one who came and took the blessing. King Saul, I'm sure we remember. 1 Samuel chapter 16, 12 to 14. 1 Samuel 16, 12 to 14. When God took away, changed him, replaced King Saul. King Saul was still parading around. To Israel, King Saul hailed the king. But he was no more the king. He was no more the king. The devil knew he was no more the king. God knew he was no more the king. And he was just fooling around. Judas Iscariot. To everybody. Oh, very committed. Very dutiful. Oh, yes. He's the one holding the bar. He's a financial advisor to Jesus. Jesus knew. And devil knew. That he was a traitor. He was greedy. He was a betrayer. But every other person knew Judas. Oh, yes. On the other hand, Peter, Simon, John, all of them, people thought that these ones are just mere ignorant fishermen who knew nothing. But to Jesus, they were fishers of men. What of Apostle Paul? To everybody, even including the household of God, to brethren, Saul of Tarsus was a persecutor. But in Acts 9 verse 15, everybody knew him as a persecutor, but Christ knew Saul of Tarsus as a chosen vessel. Who are you? Who are you in Christ? This is an opportunity. Are you in or are you out? This is a time. If you know you are still not in Christ, you can't deceive anybody. Or you can't deceive the whole world, but you can't deceive Christ. You can't deceive the kingdom of darkness. They know what to do with you. At any time, if you know at this time that you are still one leg in, one leg out, you can bow your head and just talk to God. Otherwise, the rest of us, let us rise.
I am what I am. I am what I am in
the grace of the Lord.
Oh yes, Father.
I am what I am. By the grace
I will reach my goal.
I will reach my goal.
I will reach my goal. Yeah. I will reach my goal. By the name of God. Oh yes, Father. I will reach my goal. I will reach my goal. I will reach my goal by the name of the Lord. Lift up your voice and just turn it into prayer that, Father, I will reach my goal. I will reach my goal this year. I will reach my destination this year in the mighty name of Jesus.
Reach my goal. I will reach my goal. I will